My name is Faye Gillis Wells, and I'm a charter member of the 99s, which was formed by Amelia Earhart and a group of women pilots back in November of 1929. And it was after the first women's air race in Cleveland, Ohio, and this was the first time I saw Amelia Earhart, and I didn't recognize her because I'd only seen her in flying outfit. And here she was dressed in a cloche hat and gloves and a very elegant gown. And I was overwhelmed because we've read so much about her. She was such a famous, she was the most famous woman pilot in the world at that point. Well, Amelia got into flying when she was out in California. And while she was out there, her dad took her to an airport. And she had a chance to fly. And she liked it very much. And she liked it so much that she worked like a slave, being a telephone operator, a truck driver, a receptionist, any job she could get to raise money to pay for her flying lessons. And she'd go to the end of the car line, and then she'd walk 4 miles to the airport for an hour's flying. I mean, it was real dedication right from the start. She was just absolutely enthralled with it, and it just took over her life. Her whole flying career was proving that women could do things that men could do if they wanted to do them. For instance, her flight from Honolulu to the United States was the first flight made by man or woman across that part of the Pacific, and had been there all the time. I mean, men could have flown it any time they wanted to, but nobody seemed to think it was important, but it was a very long, difficult flight, and she made it. And then she made the first flight from California down to Mexico, and then from Mexico up to New Jersey. And when she was planning the Mexico-New Jersey flight, Wiley Post said, "You shouldn't do that. It's too dangerous to fly across the Gulf of Mexico." That didn't faze her in the slightest. She'd set her mind on doing it, and she did it. This flight around the world was going to be her last flight. She was going to retire after that and just fly for pleasure. It was in March 1937. Well, as we all know, that she got to New Guinea. It was a takeoff point for Howland Island, and that was on July the 1st, 1937. She took off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and flew all night, and they kept track of her by radio. Then came the dawn at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they have her voice saying, "I'm over you, but I cannot see you." But they found out later, when Grace McGuire was planning her flight around the world, she had the maps calibrated by satellite, and found out that Howland Island on Amelia's map was 7 miles off the correct position of Howland Island. So Amelia, she was there, but she couldn't see it. And then she ran out of gasoline and went down. And she always said, "When I go, I want to go quickly on my plane." And I'm sure that's what she did. Back in 1934... Amelia looked up at the sky and she said, "There are no new worlds to conquer this side of the moon." She said, "Aviation has proved that it's feasible. It flies. It's just a question of how far it's good they can fly, how fast they can fly, and how high they can go." So I think she just was a visionary who was ahead of her time.